Get a check on the markets and bring in our next guest, Brian Belsky, BMO Capital Markets Chief Investment Strategist. Sir, thank you so much for being with us today. I want to get your reaction to the news, the S&P and the Dow loving it higher today. But how long does this bull market continue?
Well, Karina, thank you so much for having us. And it's an honor to be on Yahoo Business here today. You know, we've been on record since 2020 saying that U.S. stocks entered a 20 to 25 year secular bull market, one that hit the reset button on March 23rd of 2020. And so we've been pretty consistently bullish. I think the first 10 years of that bull market clearly was driven more by quant and macro. And I think as we transition into the second half of the bull market, it's going to be much more fundamental, much more thematic, much more bottoms up type of portfolio work relative to what we saw the first half of the bull, which was really, again, about momentum. So I think at the end of the day, investors around the world are learning finally that U.S. stocks are the best asset in the world in terms of equities. We think that consistency continues. And so our 4,800 target for the end of this year, which we've revised twice now on the upside to 4,800, I think it's in jeopardy of being higher than that. And our 5,300 target for next year, I think, is pretty attainable. But we are going to see second derivative less positive in terms of price performance. And oh, by the way, that's okay, because 2022 would be the fourth year in a row in terms of double-digit gains. And there is a precedent for that. But I do think as we begin to moderate in terms of a lot of trends, whether or not it's price or earnings or valuation or inflation, interest rates, I think that's what the key thing is going to be about consistency and the high quality asset value that U.S. equities afford investors around the world.
Hey, Brian, it's good to see you. Let me just get your reaction, though, to today's big news. The fact that Fed Chair Jay Powell is going to be sticking around for a second term. I guess when you look at the Dow and S&P, it looks like the markets are satisfied with this news. What do you think it means, though, for the market going forward?
Well, number one, Shauna, hello. Number two, in terms of information the market doesn't like, they'd like to know the information's coming. And I think if this was much speculated, we've been saying ourselves and our investment strategy group that this was going to be the likely outcome. And number three, that here's why. If you go back to see the handoff between Yellen and Powell, it was very seamless. Actually, it was more smooth than when Bernanke handed off to Yellen. That's kind of A. B is... The Fed changed its mandate. I don't think people are talking about this enough. The Fed changed its mandate in August of 2020 and moved away from inflation and toward employment. And C, when you hear Ms. Yellen speak about the future of the economy and interest rates and things like that, she always brings up employment first in terms of full employment. So I think that's a really, really key thing that people are missing. I think that they're joined at the hip. I think they're a good team. And I think that's really important in terms of the consistency of the Fed. And I think that's why the markets are rallying the way that they are.
Hey, Brian, you point out something that a lot of us as average investors seem to forget, that just because yields are going up on longer term treasuries doesn't mean that stocks cannot also rise. In fact, we're witnessing that. So what is the message when that happens to us as just regular investing folk?
Hey, Adam, the message is that number one, equities are the most natural inflation hedge. Number two, interest rates come up from record lows for a reason, because we went to those record lows because we were in trouble economically. And the Fed came to the rescue and they did a wonderful job. But as you recover, that means the economies recover. Stocks lead earnings, which lead the economy. Stocks lead earnings, which lead the economy. And so as the economy improves, stock market improves as well. And I think that's the positive. Lastly, on this whole tech thing, that tech can't work in higher interest rate environment, five out of the last periods where the treasury yield went up, tech outperformed. But tech outperformed this year as well. So I think so many people just think the high multiple, I call them the Momo Jojo stocks, that everybody thinks are still the technology sector, like 98, 99. We still have post-traumatic stress syndrome in terms of that's what we think the tech sector is. No, the tech sector are the new, some of the tech sectors, the biggest names and some of the best names are the consumer staples of tech, whether or not it's the Google machine, the Netflix machine, the Amazon machine, or clearly Apple and Microsoft. So I think that strength is going to continue from a secular basis for several more years to come.
And Brian, I want to get your perspective on the margin story. How does it play out in Q4? How long can companies continue to eat costs, big companies? And then how much inflation should we be open to tolerating to bring back jobs?
Well, Karina, it's a great question. And my group just published our year ahead piece for 2022. And it's my 24th official forecast on the S&P 500 and my 10th consecutive here at BMO. And so during these times, we're very reflective and we go back and look at our prior work. And one of the themes that I think people forget post the great financial crisis was this whole notion of profit margins peaking. And everybody was so negative that profit margins were peaking. And that was exactly the wrong call. I think this time around, again, is that I think earnings are undercut. I think analysts are being too conservative, so too are companies. And I think revenue growth is coming back, Karina, as we start to see supply come back into the market. And in fact, what we talk about in the report is that we actually think there's a very good chance that we're going to see a supply glut the second half of 2022. And I think that's really going to be very, very powerful in terms of the earnings side of things. So again, if you're basing your decisions on a portfolio based on peak margins, it's the absolute wrong way to look at it.
All right. We will have to wrap it up there. Brian Belsky, BMO Capital Markets Chief Investment Strategist, thank you so much for your time and wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving ahead.